It's Friday. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville, September the 23rd, and thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Speaking of the Big 12 Conference, in this whole conference realignment saga, there's been a lot of speculation, a lot of rumor, a few things made official until yesterday. That's when the Big 12 presidents met in a teleconference and decided to remove Conference Commissioner Dan Beebe. The official announcement called it a mutual decision that Beebe resign immediately the job that he's held since 2007. He will be replaced on an interim basis by Chuck Ninus, who for several years has operated a sports consulting firm that, among other things, was a matchmaker between coaches and schools who needed coaches. And many years ago, he was the commissioner of the Big Eight. Now, what wasn't clear about last evening's Big 12 President's Conference call was how the Big 12 fared in the conversation. Oklahoma President David Boren held a press conference where he said that presidents had agreed on a six-year deal to equally share all TV revenue from Tier 1 and Tier 2 television rights, and that any school who left the conference would return all of that year's revenue to the league. But sources who were privy to the meeting said that that notion was discussed and pursued, but not voted on. Now, the Houston Chronicle reported that Boren said that A&M President Bowen Lofton did vote on several items, but he still expects A&M to leave. But Boren did say, quote, "We will not give up on trying to convince A&M to stay until the league documents have been signed. I think it's highly likely that they will go to the SEC. They are so far down the line that they are unlikely to change their minds." We got a game tomorrow, remember? Everyone knows that Oklahoma State has a powerful and explosive offense with the likes of quarterback Brandon Weeden, receiver Justin Blackmon, running back Joseph Randall. But what about the defense? They did give up 33 points to Tulsa last game and 365 yards on the ground. A&M quarterback Ryan Tannehill was asked about the run defense. Is that something that the Aggies might exploit?
You just take it game by game. You know, they could come out and, you know, play the best run defense of their life. You know, you can't ever expect to be able to run the ball on anybody. So I think as an offense, we just do what we do, and we try to stay balanced. So, we're going to try to run the ball, but it's not because it's Oklahoma State. That's just what we do.
Aggies and OSU will kick off at 2:30-something tomorrow in front of what could be a record crowd. You'll hear the game right here on 1620. Well, they start playing for keeps in many high school football districts tonight, including District 12-5A, where Bryan and Consolidated live, and in 16-4A, where Rudder resides. The Rangers will open district play on the road tonight at Hutto, while Bryan and Consol both celebrate homecoming at home. Bryan will host Colleen Ellison. The Tigers bring in Temple. The Tigers are looking to give Coach David Raphael his first win as Consol's coach. Raphael believes that his players and coaches are still quite passionate about it.
Almost the coaches need it worse than the kids. Their attitude has been amazing. They show up every day. They work hard. They want to be successful. It's just very frustrating from the coaching side. We want them to be more successful. And your system's validated with W's, but you have to have some foresight. I will not take the shortcut to win. We're going to win in the long term here.
Bryan Vikings are coming off their first loss of the year, but they're ready to start the district season against the Eagles at Merrill Green Stadium. Coach Bob Ballard really happy to be home.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to that chance. You know, we only get four games at home. So, you know, we talked a bunch in the preseason about those four games being very important ball games to us. Because, I mean, it's Ellison and his coat, and later on it's Belton. So we've got three big ones here in district that are coming up that we need to go out and perform well here at the stadium. So, and we certainly need to get off to a good start here against Ellison.
Consol game here on 1620. Bryan game on 1150 AM. All the broadcasts that we do can be heard online at BrazosFootball.com. Coco Crisp had the go-ahead single in the eighth inning to help Oakland to a 4-3 win over the Rangers. Just the second loss in 10 games for Texas, but the Rangers still reduced their magic number for clinching their second straight AL West title when the Angels lost to Toronto last night. So any combination of two Texas wins or Angel losses will do it for the Rangers. Texas starts a three-game series in Arlington with Seattle tonight. Hey, and that's a look at sports. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.